Republican candidate, 1st Congressional District, Gail Huff Brown joins us, GMI Studios. Gail, thanks for being with us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Well, I guess we could start in a couple of fronts, but one is I was referencing an article in the Boston, one of the Boston newspapers, I think it was the Herald, that you would, an expert view on time for big tech to make big changes, big tech, big changes. Can you elaborate on this?
I would love to. You know, as a journalist for more than 30 years, one of the things that I have defended again and again and again is the freedom of speech. And I'm so, so concerned about what's happening with big tech. I mean, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, I mean, there is a discrimination that's going on where conservatives are facing that discrimination. And it's time to make some big, big changes. And that's exactly what I'm advocating.
Well, it seems to be a trend, but what can be done to stop it other than getting more public opinion going? And people can go to alternative places to get information, but there seems to be a great subjectivity. I agree with you. And I'll use one example. Regardless of what the former president had to say about the elections or trying to relitigate the elections or what he was saying, just to have accounts that were in his name, for example, on Twitter suspended, or another person just arbitrarily, they take down the account. The person shut down from, you know, communicating. Even if you don't agree with the person, even if you think they're nuts, it's free speech. And people can be discerning and decide what they want to listen to. So what do we do to stop this?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts. Number one, I think we need to break up these monopolies. I mean, that's exactly what they are. They are monopolies. So I think they need to be broken up. And I also feel, even though I am very seldomly in favor of having government regulate more things, I do think that the FCC needs to impose rules and there need to be laws that are followed. I mean, I worked in broadcast television. You're working for a broadcast radio station. You know the FCC has a very strong hold on content, on things that are put out over the airwaves. Well, guess what? I think that we need to have some of those rules imposed on the Internet because it is a way that people are communicating, and there have to be some rules that regulate how that is being done. Just like it's done with our broadcast airwaves. Why can't that be done on the Internet as well?
Gail Huff Brown, candidate, 1st Congressional District. Good morning, New Hampshire, live this morning. Gail, I want to switch gears. The president is going to be talking in about 25 minutes on this counterterrorism strike. Special forces taking out al-Qureshi, the leader of ISIS, pretty successful taking out in Syria. You can comment on that, but then the president's off to New York City. And I was talking on the show yesterday. Six New York City police officers have been killed in this new year alone. We see in other cities where police have become targets of criminals just because they're wearing a law enforcement uniform. Now, we can have a long discussion on this, but the president's going to be meeting with the governor and the mayor and some other officials. And my suspicion is it's going to be all about the gun, all about guns and gun laws and gun safety and taking illegal guns off the street. Do you think sometimes President Biden and some of these leaders miss the discussion about crime and what's the cause of crime and if a criminal is going to hurt someone regardless of the weapon, or do you think it really is mostly about the guns here in New York City?
Well, certainly, you know, this is an issue that needs to be addressed, but once again, you know, it's not guns that kill, it's people who kill. And a gun is just a weapon they use. They can just as well use a knife or a car, as we saw recently, plowing into a group of innocent people. I mean, there are many ways that you can kill people if that's what you choose to do. But to blame guns is absolutely ridiculous because we have to be tough on crime. I mean, there's no question about that. And we need to be careful about who gets their hands on guns. But to blame guns is ridiculous. Regarding the first issue and, you know, what happened in Syria overnight, I am very, very pleased, obviously, that a world's most wanted terrorist has been wiped off the face of the earth. Obviously, I think this is very, very important. And, you know, we have to look and wait to see what happens further. But he was in charge for 27 months, and it was a reign of terror under his ISIS rule. So the fact that we've had another Islamic leader, you know, basically wiped off the earth, I think is a very, very good thing.
Gail Huff Brown, yesterday or going into yesterday morning, we learned that the national debt has gone beyond a line. It's never gone beyond 30 trillion with a T, trillion dollars, $7 trillion in the last 2 years alone because of government borrowing and spending. And yet Democrats on Capitol Hill, the Democrat leadership, if they could pass another $2 trillion for Build Back Better, they could. This at a time when Federal Reserve is going to be raising interest rates to kind of quell inflation. When you talk with supporters or people you're trying to get to be supporters to vote for you in this primary in the midterms, are they focusing more on these things like inflation and the debt and what's happening in Washington, or are they asking you about other issues?
Inflation's a big, big issue, and specifically, obviously, the cost of energy, the cost of heating oil. Any of you who have filled your tanks recently know exactly what I'm talking about. It's so expensive. Filling your gas tank, I mean, you know, those are definitely some of the things that people are most angry about. But also in the grocery store, I mean, you walk through the aisles, and yes, you're paying more for just about everything. But one of the things that I've said again and again and again is say no to Joe. Say no to Joe to another social spending spree. $30 trillion? How is my granddaughter and her generation ever going to be able to pay back the money that is so foolishly being spent and recklessly by the Democrats now? This is a huge problem. And no matter where I go, and I'm everywhere, and I talk to everyone about this, they are very concerned about their pocketbooks and the money and the fact that there aren't enough people out there to fill jobs. And, I mean, we just have so many other problems that we're trying to tackle right now.
Gail Huff-Brown, thanks for joining us live. Get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire, across our network of news talk stations, the number one in the region. And the best website is?
GailHuffBrownForCongress.com, and thank you very much. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Enjoy the wintry mix, as they say.
Yes.